every time you think about it, you get excited all over again. And angry. And worked up. And yet, you've probably thought those thoughts 20 or 30,000 times already. Same one over and over again. Is that amazing? That we can be like this. That is because every time the thought comes, we think, this is important. It's me. It's me, yeah. It's important, it's me. Me and my thoughts. And it's quite funny if you can watch it. How every time it's the same. You know, who's that South African filmmaker who made the film about animals? Beautiful People, I think it was called.
Jamie Ace.
There was one beautiful scene in that with a baboon. And you know, baboons are frightened of snakes. So they filmed this baboon in a sort of cave, and there was a rock. And baboons also like to eat things like scorpions and so on. So they're always picking up rocks and grabbing what's under and eating it. So this baboon picked up a rock, and there was a snake. And the snake did this. It went round in a circle. And the baboon got such a fright that it fell over and fainted. And the snake remained there. Then the baboon got up again and then looked again, and the snake moved again and it fell over and fainted again. And Jamie Ace liked that scene so much, he played it again. So the baboon looked and fainted a third time. But that's what we're doing all day long. We're like the baboon. The same thought comes, get all worked up about it, get in a great state, but unfortunately you don't faint. You just carry on and do it again. So, the basis of our problem is we think all these thoughts are so important. We believe that what we think is important. And if you don't fully appreciate that, watch people having discussions, especially when those discussions develop into arguments. One person says something, and the other person disagrees or contradicts them. What happens? How dare you contradict me? That was my thought. That was my idea. You have no right to challenge my idea. You know, huge numbers of human problems arise simply from that. I have an idea, you have a different one, and so we start arguing. In fact, it even develops into wars. Millions of people get killed just because I think this, you think that, I think my idea is important, you think yours is important, I know mine's more important than yours, so I'm going to kill you. Happens. Have you noticed that? Countries go to war, and it's actually about nothing. It's just about this thought, my thought, your thought. So, in our training, we are learning there's nothing wrong with thought, but actually, it's not this important thing we thought it was. And we learn to establish a new relationship with the thoughts that come into our minds. So, the thoughts are going to come into our minds by themselves, even though we don't want them to come. All clear on that. Number two, whether we like them or not, we learn to leave them alone. We don't try and get rid of them, nor do we become involved with them. So it's like the airport. You're going to have 20,000 people coming in. You can't get rid of them, nor can you talk to them all. So you just leave them all alone. And you sit quietly on your chair, waiting for your flight to be called.
I just want to know, if you bring your mind back to your focus, what's the difference between that and throwing out a thought or pushing out a thought?
Very good point. When you bring your mind back to the focus, what's the difference between that and trying to throw out the thought? Do you feel rejected by me at this moment? But why not? Because I wasn't looking at you. You asked me a question and I looked away. Huh? All that happened is I shifted my focus of attention. Can you all see that? We shift our focus of attention, which doesn't mean we do anything to the point we were focused on before. I heard his question and then I shifted away. And that's exactly what we do in our minds. So thoughts come, you know they're there, but you simply focus on the breath and on the counting. Very good point, I'm glad you brought it up. Because otherwise, we would either be trying to throw them out or tell them to leave, which is even worse. Because if you tell people in the airport to leave, they get very cross with you. They won't.
Rob, what about when someone at the airport wants to talk to you?
Good point. When somebody at the airport wants to talk to you, this is your persistent thought, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the guy next door said you murdered somebody. You turn your focus very strongly to the support. That's why we have the breath and the counting. And that enables you to focus the attention where you want it to be, simultaneously still knowing that the thought is there. But it's a very good point you've made, because sometimes somebody in the airport does want to talk to you, and you don't want to talk to them. So there are many different strategies. I know people in London who do this. They always wear headphones and have a book. As soon as they get into the train, they sit down with their headphones on and they put their book up. It's very difficult to strike up a conversation with the girl who's doing that. And this is effectively what we're doing. We're focusing on the support. We know the thought is there and we know it wants to come in. But we're just keeping our attention clearly focused. And eventually, it kind of fades away. Then it comes back. Then it fades away. Then it comes back. Yeah. So this is why we spend a lot of time training, for exactly that reason. Some thoughts are very strong. They will keep coming back. And of course, a lot of times we will get caught up with them. We get caught up, then we realize, oh yes, I'm thinking. Then you go back to your support. So it's not a case of getting it right or wrong. It's just constant training to go back to the point of focus. Some thoughts will be strong, some thoughts will be weak. Some thoughts will have strong emotion behind them, some will just be casual thoughts coming and going. Okay?
How do you classify those thoughts, things that I have to do? I have to do this, I have to do that. That still hasn't been done. Plans.
If you're a strong planner, it probably means you're also a little bit anxious and controlling. So those thoughts will be in the category of strong thoughts. So they will keep coming back. And if they have a practical content, you might use a device to help you, which is, you have a piece of paper by you, and when it keeps coming back, you write it down. Then you can say to yourself, okay, I've written it down, I will go back to it later, and then your mind is more likely to relax. So you can use practical added methods.